And we're back. Oh, why is the mic set on low? Do we have it on low or high left? So it must have flipped over. There we go. Now it's in high. I must have hit the button when it was in my pocket.
Yeah, we'll get these out sometime, honestly. We're going to get the first 10 out yesterday, but the bandwidth at the hotel was...
As fast as dial-up.
Yeah, dismal and appalling, I was going to say.
But yeah, it was so bad.
Oh, I had better LTE coverage. I had 15 MIPS down on LTE. I had less...
Less than a MIP.
Less than a MIP at the hotel. Yeah. Our Wi-Fi system.
I like to refer to it as the hotel hell.
Yeah. We, how can we put this nicely? We don't recommend
staying at the Grand Plaza.
Yeah.
It was grand. Grand disappointment after grand disappointment. hold on, let me shut the radio to check her off. There. So, let's see. How shall we start?
I guess okay. I pay attention to the speed limit.
Right.
Just turned off my warnings.
So. Well, we got your radar detector. It'll tell us about a cop in Vermont. So, I'm thinking, so how do you want to start? Well, first of all, you have to weave yourself through downtown Toledo, which, all things being equal, wasn't terribly bad.
Yeah.
I mean, a couple of turns here and there, and you're in downtown right by the water, and it is gorgeous. As far as right there next to the water and the docks. And
it's a nice area.
It's beautiful, beautiful area. So that wasn't too bad. As far as being the Grand Plaza, well, when the building was probably constructed in 1983, it was grand. By 2014 standards, it's a little bit shy of the Four Seasons.
Let's just say it's historic and classic because it's got all the original equipment.
Yeah, yes, there you go. Exactly. It's all original. Right from 1986.
Right.
But it was clean-ish.
Yeah. It was worn
but clean. I will say I was a bit more than just a bit disappointed with the meal.
Well, the first thing, we went up to the hotel room, we got our stuff in there.
Yep.
One of the first things that I did, which, I don't know, I have a tendency to do this because I've done a lot of business travel, is I flushed the toilet to see how well it flushed. Being rather large individuals, that's an important, that there's power.
Yes. We need to be horsepower with our toilet.
This way. I did have to go number one, so I did that, and the toilet had difficulties
with the number
evacuating
one.
The number one.
Yes, well, the one transaction. So
I knew we were going to be, there was potential there to have a lot of trouble, and this would be, this particular bathroom would require multiple flushings.
Yes, and we were on the fifth floor, so you would think that we would have gravity working with us on the downpipe, but it apparently didn't work that way.
So that was our first experience there. So then we were hungry.
Starving.
And we didn't feel like walking all over the place, and besides,
like 9:30 at night.
We wanted to get a steak.
Yep.
And the only place in that area that actually sold a steak was supposedly down in the hotel restaurant, where every Wednesday night they had live jazz.
Right, which would be nice.
And so we went down there. Well, first we got in the elevator with this very nice employee.
Yep, nice lady.
Who was bringing a cart down for room service.
Mm-hmm.
And we held the door for her, and she... and she went on her way, and we went our way, and...
Well, the first indicator, we skipped over something. I'm not stepping on any toes. The reason why she was in the guest elevator with a service cart is because she informed us that the service elevator is broken.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, well, things break. That happens. But that may have been the first indicator of things to come.
So then we came around, and we found the bar.
Yeah.
Of which there was two people sitting at.
It's called Aqua Bar.
The Aqua Bar. And we said we were looking for the restaurant, and he pointed, oh, it's around the corner. So we go around the corner, and there's the employee who we shared the elevator ride with.
Yep.
Standing there, and she goes, I said, is this the restaurant? She goes, oh, yes. Do you want to eat?
Sit wherever.
she said, you know, it wasn't, hold on, I'll see if I can get you a table.
Yep.
We were the only ones there.
Yep, probably 40 tables. We were the only ones there.
And there was no live jazz to be seen anywhere.
None at all. I didn't even hear the chef, you know, and I use that term loosely, humming.
So we sat down at a nice table by the big window so we could look out at the...
View of the water.
View of the water. Michigan has bumpy roads.
Yeah, Michigan. Where the hell are we?
In Michigan.
We're in Michigan, right.
Holy shit.
Yeah, you know, I thought we had frost heaves up in New England.
Our left lane's any better. Okay, that's a little better.
That's a little bit more better.
We're on a cement road.
Yeah, I haven't seen one of these in a while.
Yeah. So we sat down at the table, and the menu was limited, but it had steak,
yep.
New York strip steak, and it had a filet.
Yes.
And they had...
with béarnaise.
Yes, and they had salad, so we decided to get a couple of adult beverages.
Yup, Crown and Coke for me.
And I had a Diet Coke with Jack Daniels,
mm-hmm.
So Jack and Diet. And we ordered, I had a house salad.
I had the Caesar.
You had Caesar. And then you ordered the New York strip steak because it was a 12 ounce.
12 ounce New York.
I wasn't as hungry. So I said, I'll go with the filet, the 8 ounce filet.
Yep.
And so it was a short time. We got our meal.
Yeah.
We got the salads first.
Well, I said, is there a little au jus that I could get with my steak? And she looked at me. And she went, so what? And I said, au jus. Sauce. Liquid. Let's call it watery gravy. All right, she said, well, we can get gravy. I said, gravy will be fine.
So we got our salads, and we started eating them. And I got about 4 bites into a little more than that. I was probably about halfway through my salad.
Yeah.
And I started chewing on something, and I said, oh, this is awful chewy. What is this in my salad? And I pull it out, and, let's just say it was a piece of paper towel.
Yum! Bounty?
Because it said, like, season's greetings on it, so it's
nice.
An old paper towel.
Or an old Christmas cocktail napkin.
It might have been that, yes, but it was in my salad. I was halfway through, maybe 3/4 of the way through the
salad. And how was that with the French dressing?
I can still taste that piece of napkin or whatever it was. I left it over to the side. I finished my salad. Meanwhile, the main entrees came. And she goes, how's everything so far? I said, well, I'd like a little less napkin in my salad. And she said, she just laughed. And that was it.
That was it. You're thinking, okay.
So then you had your New York strip.
Oh, I had the Caesar salad, but it had dressing that wouldn't pour.
Oh.
I've applied spackle on walls that was thinner in consistency than the homemade Caesar dressing. I'm not bitching. It tasted nice and garlicky, but I've never had dressing that you could take the cup, and I actually did this, I showed Barry, I took the little cup and I held it completely upside down, and it didn't come out of the cup. I had to spoon it out, so it was a little on the thick side. Well, I'm going to tell myself that was Caesar dressing. It tasted more like straight chopped up garlic mixed with mayonnaise, but we'll call it Caesar dressing. And, but it was tasty. And at that point, I was so damn hungry. Honestly, I didn't care.
Yeah, we were tired and hungry, so we were willing to put up with some...
Right.
Some things.
Characteristics of the meal.
So, I had the filet. Now, you know, a filet is supposed to be a nice cut of meat. You shouldn't find any gristle or fat in a filet.
As a rule of thumb, no.
I could eat... I guess about a quarter of it was gristle.
Yes, it was. A dog's, Samson's chew toys.
Yeah. Well, even Samson would have problems with this person.
Yeah, yeah. And, well, you had your asparagus.
You can't mess up asparagus.
Right. And then I got the broccoli.
You can't mess up the broccoli.
And I had broccoli, mashed potatoes, and I am going to loosely refer to it as gravy. Now, when we listened to the to the guys up in Canada and talked to Dave and Bob, and they were saying, a good gravy, you can, and Michael said this too, a good gravy can make a meal.
Yes.
This wasn't a good gravy.
Well, you didn't tell about your A1.
Oh, well, I'm going to get to that. So it was supposed to be sautéed mushrooms and onions with my New York strip steak. There were no mushrooms. The onions were, for as near as makes no difference, tasted like freezer. And the gravy, I have opened up many, 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 many powder packets of gravy. You know, the McCormick or the Knorr, the K-N-O-R-R. And you dump it in with the juices from the meat that you just cooked.
Yep.
And you whip up a quick gravy. They put on mashed potato or on egg noodles or whatever.
Yep.
This stuff was all far friggin' cry from that good. And it was jellified. It was like jelly. And I went, okay. So I thought, well, what I'll do to kill the taste of the gravy, I'll drown it in A1 sauce. So I said to the lady, excuse me, can I have some A1 steak sauce? About 10, 12 minutes later, she returned. I'm still eating the steak. It's only 12 ounces and it ain't that big. And she said, oh, here, this is what I could find. There's like 2 drips in it. I'm thinking, well, why the hell are you giving me a bottle that's empty?
And she laughed.
And she laughed. And she said, well, here's some hot sauce. Oh, no. And I went, or what was it? No, it was Heinz 57 sauce.
Yeah.
I said, well, thank you, but I wanted A1 sauce, and it's empty. But I managed to get the 2 drips out, mixed it in with the gravy, and made a compound.
But you had to eat it fast before
you had to eat it fast, right, and try not to taste it. You just chew and swallow.
You didn't want it to cure before you got it in your system.
And so you had your slab of gristle.
Yeah.
I ate a couple big chunks of gristle I couldn't even chew on, and I like gristle.
But, we're tired.
Yep.
We didn't care.
Didn't care. Just want to get a full belly.
Yeah.
So, again, had to wash all that down with a second. I had to have a second Crown and Coke.
Oh, I had a second.
Jack and Diet Coke.
They were much smaller than the first.
Yeah, the first ones, it was a shrinking ray.
Yeah.
Because they came back way smaller.
Although they did put an adequate amount of the adult beverage.
But it wasn't a short pour.
No.
And then from there, I was a little shocked when I saw the bill for that meal. As a rule of thumb, if you're going to drop $106 on dinner...
Yeah, expect more than that.
Rather, and our dinner showed up literally one plate. On one dinner plate was your whole meal, your including your veg... And your entree, we didn't have any appetizers, $100. $106. I'm like, holy shit. For this meal, we just paid $100. All right, well, it is what it is. That was pretty colossal as far as the disappointment goes, but it kept getting better. We went out, hacked a bunch of portals, met a couple of folks via the comms on Ingress.
Yeah.
So here's where you guys can fast forward, whoever's listening about the Ingress talk.
Yeah.
Hacked a bunch of portals walking around by the waterfront, which was really cool. A couple folks said, hey, where are you guys from? We said, New Hampshire. They're like, hey, thanks for helping out and have a safe trip. And then from there, we, back, retired to the room. And actually, that part of the evening, just retiring back to the room was pretty decent until you realize we've got Wi-Fi. We can't upload the podcast, the trip casts, because we got Wi-Fi that has, it's the speed of dial-up.
It's a good, I don't know, there was a race on who could be the slowest, the bathroom flushing or Wi-Fi service.
Yes.
They both had about the same rate.
And we really didn't discover the gem of the trip, which was that the toilet was clogged and wouldn't flush until this morning. When you get up in the morning and, like all normal, typical human beings, you want to go to the bathroom first thing when you get up, or within a few minutes of when you get up. And then you find out, well, the piece of furniture apparati that's designed for said function does not function. And you're on the fifth floor.
And so you do this thing, well, set all night, so let's give it a try here. And, yeah, sometimes things loosen up after sitting in the water for a while and everything. Because it was the space.
And it was
a paper clog.
Right, okay? Right.
It was a paper clog.
But it wasn't even a clog. It was just a few sheets of toilet tissue.
Yeah, I know. And I'm flushing it, and I see the water level going up, and I'm not seeing it go down. I'm like, please don't overflow. Please don't overflow. Please don't overflow.
Well, I looked for, when I went and attempted to see if it would flush after several more minutes of soaking like a tea bag, the tissue, I looked and I checked the water fill valve underneath the toilet to make sure it wouldn't overflow in the bathroom, and again, it would not flush. So I got up, I got dressed.
Well, first you made a phone call.
Oh, yeah, first I picked up the phone and I called the front desk. I said, hey, can you send somebody up with a plunger, please? Because the toilet will not flush. Yes, sir, we'll get right on it, sir. So when we chat for a little bit, about 10 minutes passes, and I'm like, that's it, I'm going downstairs. Got dressed. Now, I'm bald, so I didn't have bedhead, but I must have had that groggy look in my eye like bedhead. Get to the front desk, and here's this guy watching TV. I went, dude, I asked for a plunger for $504. Where the heck is it? Oh, he went down to housekeeping to go find it and hasn't come up yet. I said, and that solves my problem. How? I don't know, sir. I said, can we see if he's found a plunger? I'll check, sir. Great. By the way, where's the restroom down here? Well, there's one way down this corridor and around the corner. Needless to say, I ended up using the head near the employee entrance by the loading dock. And you know what? I was happy to get to that piece of apparati. But, so, did that. Went all the way back upstairs to the room where there's Barry. And they still haven't been up with a plunger.
Yes. So, we were waiting around a bit longer and finally said, well, I'm going to go take a shower. So, I went in and took my shower. And they still hadn't shown up. And you went in and took your shower.
Yep.
It still hadn't shown up. We're talking now, we're about an hour after the first phone call.
Yeah.
So I said, well, I'm going to go down and try to find a bathroom to use. So I went down. Now, I didn't ask the front desk. I said, here's a conference room. There's got to be bathrooms because they have conference rooms.
Right, convention center.
And it was easy to find the bathroom. So I went into the conference room bathrooms. And proceeded into a stall, and well, let's just say, as I was reading catching up on my email, I looked at the walls around surrounding me, and well, they were covered in pee stains, and the toilet was. I had to clean the toilet before I sat down.
Nice.
And my feet were doing that sticky thing
to the floor. That's
now this is the conference room. That's bathroom.
I didn't want to say anything. You want to know why I went to the bathroom where the employee entrance and the loading dock is?
Yeah,
because I know it's cleaned every day.
Yeah.
If you work there, you make sure the bathroom you use is the cleanest.
I hate to say this, but I looked in the conference room and they looked like they were set up for a conference today
with sticky floors. They must have ordered them.
I mean, you know that first gas station we stopped at?
Oh, the one in Vermont?
Yeah.
No, was that New York? That was just when we entered New York.
That we talked to you about on one of the earlier trip routes?
Yep.
Yeah, this one was only slightly better than that bathroom.
Nice.
So, needless to say, yeah. So, we got up and Joel, you were actually, I came back up. No, I came back up.
Yep, and I was
before
just
that,
out
after
shower.
You got the bath, you got out of the shower, and I said, I don't want to even attempt
what breakfast
is going to be like here.
Get the hell out.
So while he was in the shower, I did a quick Google search, and I said, there's an IHOP about 15 minutes away.
Nice.
He said, that's what I'm thinking. That's what
as soon as I got out, I was like, I don't even want, I'm like, dude, I just want to get the hell out of here.
So we go down to check out. We got all our stuff. And I already got the bill. And we dropped the keys.
Key cards off, yeah, at the desk. Yeah.
I said, I already got the bill.
How was your stay, sir?
Yeah, I said, eh. I said, okay. And then the valet, because we had to park the car valet, because we had two choices. We could either valet park the thing for $16. And by the way, valet parking means that they reserved all the parking spots in the front of the hotel for valet. And so, you know, I gave him my fob, and we empty the car at the door, and then he just goes whoop, right into a spot right there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so and that was the only difference between.
So it tipped the guy friggin' $5.50 to move the car 11 feet.
Right, and the thing I didn't like was I did not have control of my car through the night. I would have much rather held on to my fob than somebody else holding on to my fob. But needless to say, on the way out, guy jumps over and goes, oh, can I go pull that car up for you? I said, nah, it's right there.
See, right outside the door.
It's like, what? You're going to move it out 11 feet? I said, nah, we're fine.
Mm-hmm.
Just give me my phone. I didn't want to tip the guy
right
for moving my car 11
feet. Another 11 feet.
So we just packed the car, got the fuck out of it.
Yeah, I was never so happy to get to an IHOP in my life.
The IHOP was nice.
Nice. The people were wicked nice.
It was the best meal we've had so far.
Best meal we've had so far on this trip. I mean, we haven't stopped for a formal meal, but you think when you stay at a place called the Grand Plaza that has a 4.5-star rating on hotels.com with a restaurant and bar, jazz bar, that you're going to get a really nice meal and it's going to be a really, really nice place. I was wicked worried about being underdressed. I could have walked in there wearing swim trunks, flip-flops, and wearing a snorkel, and I wouldn't have been underdressed.
Well, we were the only people in there.
I know.
That should have been number one indication.
Yep. I'll say this one. It was quiet and reasonably clean, and it gave us a neat story to talk about.
Yeah.
While we're at IHOP, and the waitress, the lady, was wicked nice, and I said, hey, are there any other hotels around here not in Toledo downtown?
You're kind of in the burbs, almost
we're
in the Sylvania.
Burbs, you know, in Sylvania. And she's like, oh, yeah. Well, there's a Ramada, a Sheraton, and then there's a... I'm like, great, thanks. Looked them up, saved them on the favorites, because that's where we're staying on the way back, if my passport paperwork doesn't show up in time. And we can go home through Canada.
Yeah.
Which, everything's beeping and farting.
Oh, you...
I think I may have bumped the wires.
You bumped the wires.
So, that was our experience from last night until now. More to follow. I would imagine it's not going to be anywhere near as...
Exciting
as that. I mean, if you want to call that exciting...
Yeah, well, we're heading toward Ann Arbor right now. That's where we pick up Route 75 again. And that'll take us up through the mitten.
Yep.
I call it the mitten of Michigan to the...
To the UP.
Yeah, well, the Mackinac Bridge.
Yeah, to the Mackinac Bridge and then over Mackinac. So, more to follow, folks. Stay tuned. Same channel, same...
Same bat channel, same bat station.
Oh, yeah, that's what it was. Later.